Firstly, I am very, very saddened that Trinidad and Tobago is not taking this COVID situation as seriously as it needs to be taken. People are just thinking that everything is going to be all right and God is a trini, and therefore they are taking this thing really, really with a lack of due care and attention. The problem for me is I took the AstraZeneca 4 weeks ago, the first shot, and even after that, after 2 weeks, still seem to have contracted the COVID, which means that the first shot of the AstraZeneca is only giving you so much protection. Thankfully, I took it, so maybe the severity of the COVID for me would have been reduced. So even then, it's important to take the first shot, and I will be taking my second shot on June the 8th. The other thing is that the hospital has been very good. I spent 4 hours at the health center on Sunday, and it struck me that the workers there, they are giving their best, their very, very best. The young doctors who attended to me,
Sorry,
they
right now.
were really, really very good. The nurses were very good. The lady who did the X-ray of my chest, she was very good. In total, I would say that the service was equivalent to what I would have experienced had I had to go and pay in some high-priced medical center, which in any case they're refusing to take you if they think that you have any of the symptoms of the COVID. So I compliment the health sector for it. It's the second time I have had the experience there since I went the first time for the AstraZeneca, and found very courteous, very helpful, and very caring people there who were coming there and trying out. They are working under some very terrible conditions. If you see where they are working and have to do the delivery of this healthcare, it will break your heart to see that they work under such conditions, and I wish that something can be done immediately to upgrade their facilities a little bit for them. The people on the whole, though, the people who are coming for assistance, and they're coming in droves, they are also being very cooperative, and the public must be complimented, in my view, for the patience that they are showing, because they too recognize how much pressure the doctors and nurses are there. So as it stands, I really have all praise for what is happening, and I hope that to continue to receive their help. I am in home isolation at the moment. I have gathered all the that I have to gather, oxygen machines, everything, and under constant care also of my personal physicians. Dr. Gopi Singh has been very, very attentive to me. Dr. Rai Ragbir has been very attentive to me, and two other doctors, and also the doctors from the parallel health system have been calling me every twice a day in order to monitor my symptoms. So all I can do is make the most stringent appeal to people to go and take the vaccine. I also want to make another appeal. Stop the political harassment that is taking place. Stop the political talk that is taking place. Rise above all this politics at a time when you need to unite to save people's lives. This is not a joke. This is not a political game. This is not a political battle like you fight during an election. This is a war to save people's lives. And people, the leader of the opposition and the Minister of Health in particular, must get off the political high horse. You do not realize how you are terrifying the population. You do not realize how you are making the population more and more nervous. And in fact, both of you are driving fear into the population by the way you are coming across, whether you recognize it or not. So please check on yourselves. Let the public health authorities be the ones who speak in the front line on this matter. Let them carry the fight. They are the ones who have the technical expertise. Stay in the background and provide the policies. But please take the politics out of the public for this. It is creating a nervousness. It is creating a national mental stress that is not valuable at all to anybody in this situation.